what we do when we normally punt down the cam is you'll eat a bun, your body will metabolise the bun, you will breathe, there's no point eating if you forget to breathe, and you use the fuel and the oxygen together, they work together, and that gives you your energy to be able to move the punt. What we're doing instead is just burning the buns in a very, very oxygen-rich environment, nitrous oxide, liquid nitrous oxide, and that then gives us our impetus.
What is a rocket engine? How does it work? Why is it different to a normal engine that you'd find in a car that runs on petrol, for example?
A rocket engine is almost much more pure. What you're doing is you're just throwing high-velocity gas out of the back of the rocket, and that pushes the rocket forward. So it's a simple F equals MA. If you think about somebody on a pair of skateboards throwing something in one direction, they're going to roll backwards slightly. We're doing that with lots and lots of gas.
How do you steer the punt and brake it as well?
Braking is generally through the traditional method of braking a punt, which is to find a handy side of the cam and to gently bump into it. And steering, unfortunately, within the time and budget, we weren't able to do steering, so we're kind of just point and shoot.
Rockets are traditionally the sort of thing you see on space rockets, launching shuttles into space. How does this work when you attach it to a punt? Is it going to be blasting off at 100 miles an hour?
Possibly if we used a proper rocket fuel. Fitzbillies buns are quite energy rich, but compared to something like, I don't know, diesel, not particularly. So what we're probably going to get is a full-on rocket burn. It's going to be deafeningly loud, and then we will sedately move off at about walking speed.
By that point, anticipation was beginning to build, and there was even a brass band joining in with all the excitement. However, driving a rocket-powered punt on its maiden voyage, especially one with no steering or braking to speak of, is surely more of a nerve-wracking prospect than an exciting one.
I'm mainly excited. This morning I kissed my wife and daughter on the heads. I came down here. We're going to do the punt. And then, just to make sure, this is a tradition I have whenever I do one of my rocket vehicles, after I get out, I smoke a cigar, just so that being in the rocket vehicle isn't the most dangerous thing I've done that day.
And with that, he was off, rushing back to the preparations to make sure that the rocket really was safer than the cigar. Then it was time for blast off. The fuse was lit.
3, 2, 1!
Ah, but the buns just would not light properly. Fortunately, at that very moment, two lucky charms arrived. Tension was high for the second attempt.
We've just witnessed the incredible sight of a punt being blasted along the river by a trail of sparks and flames, and at a pace, I'd say faster than walking pace, but not quite a jog. It careered along the river for about 20 metres before crashing into a bridge and gracefully ending its time on the river.
A resounding success. But what exactly was the purpose of the venture?
Hi, I'm Cindy Ford. I'm the CEO of the Cambridge Science Centre. Our next exhibition is called Cosmic, and it's a wonderful exploration of space. And to launch it, we wanted to find a way of saying that learning can come with huge doses of fun, and to connect space to Cambridge in a uniquely Cambridge way. So we've combined the three of our favourite things: science, punting, and Fitzbillies buns. It's really important, I think, for young people to understand science, because the more they understand about how their world works, the more able they are to make a positive contribution to it. And simply by understanding about themselves that they can learn and they have this wonderful potential, then we inspire them to go on to make the most of themselves.